A key issue in this criminal case is the U.S. Constitution's speech and debates clause that says a member of Congress can't be challenged for something he says in Congress. Prosecutors from New York's Southern District U.S. Attorney's Office impaneled a new grand jury and dropped some charges which a judge might have ruled impinged on that constitutional provision. Collins says he wants his day in court to clear his name and his son's name.
I've said all along, I'm not doing anything to get a plea deal. I intend to go to trial to clear my name, and looks like that could be in February. That's what the judge wants, and it's, let's just say, the wheels of justice move slowly. We were certainly not expecting what happened.
Collins says his lawyers want more information about the new charges and would like to see the case go to trial as scheduled in February, but he wants to be ready with all of the needed information. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.